You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Everyone, welcome to your Tuesday show.
Good morning, happy Tuesday.
Might be a tired Tuesday for you, a taco Tuesday, a terrific Tuesday. We definitely need to know your Tuesday vibe. We need to know what we're walking into here with you. So let us know. Did you get everything squared away with Garage Boy's car yesterday?
Yes, so we were able to find a car shop that we went to that's close in our area that was beneficial for us.
Quick backstory, in case you weren't here yesterday, Garage Boy's car got broken into over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having to kind of all scarily, which I know is not a word, but go through that.
Yeah.
Relive that yesterday with Jess. And so I know you guys yesterday were trying to figure out now.
Yeah, yesterday was a long day. So thankfully, we're very thankful that we found a car shop like suggested by friends and also listeners as well, which I totally appreciate. Thank you to everyone who gave me suggestions, because I think that's what's really tough about like car trouble is you got to go somewhere that you can trust. And like Garage Boy and I really haven't had anything crazy done to our cars other than an oil change.
Yeah.
So finding somewhere to go
that are
going to take care of you. And I just really thank everyone who was giving us a lot of information. So we found that. We got the rental car situation. I was frustrated yesterday and disappointed on how I let our apartment complex get to me yesterday. But I really think it was just like the combination of everything that we had to go through over the weekend up to yesterday kind of just like was my last straw, because as you can imagine with apartment complexes, I just feel like ours has for the entire time that we've been there has just been very frustrating. There's been a lot of frustrating things that
we've
have taken place there.
Yeah.
And with the office, and like when we went in there to get a parking pass for the rental car that we had to get because of his situation with this car, they literally were like, well, usually we do charge for visitor parking passes.
No.
Yeah.
Bro.
And in that moment, it was something inside of me that it's like, you know, when you watch a cartoon and like the character gets really angry and then they like zoom into a smaller version of it and then they just see red,
yeah.
You know? I hate allowing people to get to me in those situations, because when I or if we behave that way, like their bad behavior is not even acknowledged. All they're gonna do is just talk crap about you and like me being an annoying customer.
What'd you do though?
I literally was like, yeah, I'm not gonna pay for that since my husband's car just got broken into in the parking garage that has the gate that you guys haven't fixed. Oh yeah, in addition to the main entrance gate in the other building that's also not working. So all of the residents' homes, belongings, vehicles, their own safety. They're just exposed. But yeah, I'm not, you know, like crazy, I just.
Man, not visitor parking.
It was just crazy.
That's wild.
And then it got to one of the, and then I was like, do you guys have like, I don't know, a timeline of like when the gate is even going to be fixed? And then there was like another guy in there. And before I even finished my sentence, he gave me like the corporate response of, we don't have any more information at this time kind of thing.
I'd be like, well, there better be more information. And when's more information going to be available?
That really messed me up because I was like, I want to be in control of that. No. I do not want them to get the best of me. I don't want to allow them to irritate me anymore. But like, that just felt so insensitive. Yeah. You know, I was like, did you actually hear what we just said that happened to our car? I'm not asking like for a pass for my bestie parking. Who's visiting from out of town. Like, we literally just filed a police report. You know what I mean?
I feel like you need to send the creams in, man. Because if that's the worst did yesterday.
I just feel like this is my legal representation. Yes.
Just let me go talk to them for a second. I'll handle the situation, man. It'd be way worse than the creams. Just tell them the creams is going to come handle it. Yeah. And just the threat alone might handle the whole thing.
So we're just trying to move forward.
Just get through it, man. Just get through it. It's just annoying. Stuff like that's so annoying.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
There is a lot to look forward to at Artscape 2025, from big names like Fantasia and Robin Thicke to one unforgettable local act that is doing big things for the community. The Shaky Experience, a Baltimore-based band, is hitting the main stage on May 24th, and every single dollar made from their merch sales will go to Barks Animal Shelter, supporting rescue animals right here in Baltimore. Artscape runs May 24th and 25th during Memorial Day weekend. In the heart of downtown Baltimore. And if you want more info on the event, you can visit their website, artscape.org.
Number two.
KFC is bringing back a fan favorite. After 5 years, chicken and waffles are officially back on the menu. So it's going to be their original recipe fried chicken paired with waffles. There's also going to be like little pockets of pearl sugar and of course served with syrup. They're also dropping a brand new dessert, the strawberry and cream pie poppers. Both the chicken and waffles and the pie poppers are available starting today, and they also are rolling out deals if you want to grab them together.
I was never a KFC guy.
Never?
Popeyes all the way.
Mm.
Popeyes hands down. I feel like you had to pick a side. And I don't know why, but like, I was always a Popeyes guy.
We went to KFC a lot growing up.
I don't know if that was like a... Did you guys have Popeyes over there? Maybe it was a coast to coast
thing.
That
is true. Honestly, I can't think of a Popeyes close to where we lived when I was little.
And I don't know. Charlotte, were you a Popeyes person or were you... Oh, she's working. Never mind. Did you have a preference? Because I feel like you had to pick a team, and like it was almost like was it, were you Britney or Christina? Were you Backstreet Boys?
And you're speaking from being in Georgia,
yeah.
And we were in Stockton, California.
And we had KFCs, but man, like
we had a lot of the KFC that were attention to. Did you guys have A&W?
Yeah. We didn't have A&W.
Okay, that's what ours were. It was like a duo with KFC and A&W together.
But we had KFC. Was it KFC Taco Bell combinations? I don't remember. But did you have one or the other where like you felt you had to pick your chicken loyalty, and like that was it, hands down? You can text us 410-583-1065.
Number one.
It looks like there might be some drama brewing behind the scenes of Taylor Swift's circle. Travis Kelce just unfollowed Ryan Reynolds on Instagram, and Swifties are definitely paying attention. So there have been rumors that Taylor felt caught in the middle of the legal dispute between Ryan's wife, Blake Lively, and actor Justin Baldoni from It Ends With Us. Reports say that Blake name-dropped Taylor in court documents, and insiders say Taylor felt very used by that. So Blake has since apologized, and sources say that she and Taylor are back on good terms. However, with Travis like quietly unfollowing Ryan on social media, fans are thinking something else is going on. So here's the deal. Travis unfollowed Ryan. Ryan still follows Travis. Blake still follows Taylor, but Blake doesn't follow Travis, and Taylor doesn't follow anyone. Now, this could be nothing, or this could mean everything.
Okay, I had to like think through all that for a second.
Do you get?
I mean, it's like, pretty dramatic if you unfollow somebody on social media. Let's be honest, like
especially when you're them.
Yeah, like that means something, right? I mean, I don't think that was just an accident. Two people. If it was one, I'd be like, well. There's room for argument here. If two people unfollow one person, it's kind of like, well, I mean, there's probably something going on here. I mean...
I just think it's with all the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni's, yeah, I mean, still ongoing.
There's got to be something here,
but
right?
I did think it was weird when she dropped Taylor's name and all of that, which was just very unnecessary.
I'm just ready. I mean, are we ready for the story to be over with?
Well, it's not even over because it hasn't even started.
And that's the problem. And I guess that's the issue.
We're ramping up.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three on Mix 106.5. Good morning. I wanted to know what it would kind of, what would the outcome would be if I asked kids their input on a one-year wedding anniversary, and I am not disappointed by my niece's answers.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Yeah. Remember going home and like watching TGIF on Friday nights? It's kind of like, that's like the vibe right now, okay? This is called Nieces Know Best. It's like our weekly sitcom, but like for the radio. And in case you don't know Jess's nieces, let's do a quick introduction.
I'm very close to my family. All my family is in California. So once a week, I chat with my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby is 13, Maya is 10, about different things that are going on in my life. And this Sunday is Garage Boy and I's one-year wedding anniversary.
Crazy.
And I wanted to know what their answers would be because kids' responses are honest, pure, and just like no nonsense.
Wholesome.
Yeah.
So what did they come up with?
So this Sunday is Uncle Gerald and I's 1 year wedding anniversary.
It's so wild.
It's weird. I feel like the wedding was literally yesterday and I can't believe a year has gone by, but I wanted to ask your guys' advice on what do you think we should do for our 1 year anniversary?
I think it'd be really cool if you were to like ask Uncle Gerald a set of like marriage questions, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then just keep asking him throughout the years on every anniversary and see what his answers change to and like why they change.
I love that. That's super cute. Maya, what do you think?
Just do something like cute or fun, and it doesn't even have to be like crazy or anything. Like you could even just make it like a little simple, like maybe like a little picnic at a park. Just something that you both agree on. You guys can visit us.
Okay.
And we'll plan for you. If you guys come visit us, we'll throw you the biggest pizza party like you've ever seen in your life. And it'll be so lit. We'll go to the beach.
Okay. I will definitely keep that in mind. I love you guys.
And then just
okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Love you.
Why is pizza party the answer for everything?
Because pizza parties are awesome. Party in the beach and Disneyland. What? They're like, yeah, pizza party in Disneyland, obviously. Like, why wouldn't you do that?
I mean, don't do a pizza party.
Pizza party's awesome.
Don't do a pizza party for your 1 year anniversary.
I do love Abby's idea, and I'm definitely going to do that.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'd be curious, though, like, if you're a kid, what would you plan for Jess's anniversary? Like, do you have a cool idea? You want to call our voicemail and like leave Auntie Jess a cool idea? Because y'all do have some cool ideas sometimes. 855-Kramer-Jess. Call 855-Kramer-Jess. Leave us a voicemail. Because maybe y'all can come up with something cool for her to do. 855-Kramer-Jess. Call Jess and leave her a voicemail and let her know what she should do for her 1 year. What did I do for my 1 year anniversary? Oh, we went to Jamaica and it rained the whole time. We did not leave the hotel room.
No, you didn't go swimming in the rain.
No, it rained. We went for a really quick weekend. It was like a 3-day thing, like out and back.
Yeah.
Rained the whole time.
Aww.
Terrible trip. But it was kind of, you know, it was the vibe of the marriage, you know?
Oh, okay.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
That's nice to know best, everybody.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
So far, we've given out $2,000 in free gas this month. And I hope that you're going to be the third winner this month. Only two more chances this month to win. So try these questions, see how we do. Caller number 10 is playing today. Hi, Mix, who's this?
This is Kirsten and Layla and Olivia.
Layla and Olivia. Olivia, what's up? What's up? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're number 10. You guys did it.
Oh,
my gosh.
It's going to be so much fun.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You sound shocked.
Yeah, we've been trying for a while.
Happy you're here.
Well, you've done it. You've done it. Let's get it together. This is your big moment. This is your big moment. We're going to go to Jess. We're going to explain the rules, and then we're going to play for this $1,000 in free Dash In gas. Jessica, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash In gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there is time at the end. Kirsten, Layla, and Olivia, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. Which literary term describes an over-exaggeration? Like, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. Or you can pass.
Hyperbole?
Correct. Question number two. Who played James Bond in Skyfall?
Daniel Craig.
Correct. Question number three. If you bought a toy for $4.45 and you paid with a $5 bill, how much change would you get? Or you can pass.
You would get 55 cents.
Correct. Question number four. Which animal is known for its ability to run on two legs?
Pass.
Question number five. Trey Parker and Matt Stone created which TV show?
South Park.
Correct. Question number six. Which gas do humans exhale?
Carbon dioxide.
Correct. Question number seven. Stronger than dirt is the slogan of which cleaning product brand?
Pass.
That's 60 seconds right there.
Oh, man. You guys, that was so good. You did so good.
Man.
You got 5 out of 7. You only passed on two. That was really good.
That was really, really, really good.
Yeah, you only passed on two. Back to question number four. What animal is known for its ability to run on two legs? We got an answer for that one now.
Is that a lizard?
It's an ostrich.
Ostrich. We would have taken a couple different options, but ostrich would be the main one.
Yeah.
Question number seven, and that last one you passed. Stronger than dirt is a slogan of which cleaning product brand?
That one was tough.
It's Ajax.
Yeah, it's Ajax.
Man, you guys are really good at this.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, you guys really, honestly, if we could have answered a couple fluid faster, we would have had it today, and we would have done it. So have you guys played before? This was first time.
First timers.
I feel pretty good about it. I feel pretty good to come in. It's got a little nerve-wracking. You just got to kind of get your bearings this time through. So it's all good. Tomorrow, we're going to come back through. We're going to have 7 more trivia questions. I hope you guys will call and try it again. You kind of know how it goes this time. So first time through, let's clap. First timers.
Good job.
We did good. So hopefully you guys will try it again same time tomorrow morning, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day, you guys, and make sure to head to Dash In and try their Spike Burger, a griddle, pressed beef patty, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun, only at Dash In.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind.
With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Oh my God, this is like so illegal. Like it's clearly illegal, but you do it so many times that it just becomes normal. And that's not okay. I'm telling you before I even tell you the story, I know it's not okay.
Okay.
Please withhold your judgment. But I'm curious how many things possibly, and the answer might be zero. You may leave this segment being like, I have zero things that I'm guilty of doing like this. But I'm curious how many things that you've done so many times that are illegal that they're just normal to you at this point. I went to the grocery store this weekend, and I'm so used to now going and picking out organic groceries and then going to the self-checkout. And when I have the option, let's just say I'm buying an organic lemon, okay?
Okay.
And if you give me the option of like paying $2 on the self-checkout, when it's like, do you have a regular lemon or do you have an organic lemon? I always pick, I have a regular lemon because it saved me about $1. Mm-hmm. I mean,
wait, so for years you've been actually taking organic produce, but you're only paying for the regular one.
So basically, after I left the store, I'm like,
is that stealing?
It's basically stealing. I mean, it's
is that like considered shoplifting?
That's what I had to digest. I'm like, this is basically shoplifting from the store. I mean, I don't think it's as bad as just walking out, you know, because at least I'm giving them some money for the product, but like it's not the one
you paid for.
It's like low-key shoplifting. It's low-key shoplifting. Yeah.
Okay.
And like there was like a part of me, but like I've done that now for years, and I've done it so many times that like it's just become a normal part of my grocery shopping experience,
yeah,
which is bad, which is like totally bad. And so I'm wondering who listening right now, you've done something illegal so many times that like it's just normal to you now.
But you think it like doesn't really count?
It doesn't even count. To you, it like doesn't even count anymore. Like to me, I don't even count that as like shoplifting.
You
to
don't.
Me, that's just like, I mean, okay. It doesn't register to me as shoplifting.
You're just being delusional,
it's like, it just doesn't.
You're choosing to be DeLulu.
Yeah,
you're choosing.
Like if somebody asked me if that's shoplifting at this point, I'm like, no. But like when I stop and think about it, I'm like, yeah, that is. But I've done it so many times, I don't feel guilty about it anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's bad, but I've done it so many times, I've just normalized it in my brain, and that's terrible. I know. Don't judge me. Let's make a list instead of other things that we possibly do that are illegal, but we've normalized them now. Call us, text us, 410-583-1065. And I swear to you, if nobody calls or texts, I'm shutting the show down for the rest of the day. Okay.
I hope nobody calls.
I'm going to feel so guilty and have to go sit at home for a while and think about my actions. Okay. Can you think of anything else?
I think taking napkins, plasticware, or condiments from restaurants.
Okay.
Because, like, you're technically not supposed to take a stack of napkins for your car.
Okay.
But I feel like we all do that.
It's a low-key crime.
Like, I feel like it's a low-key crime because you're only really supposed to take, like, one plastic fork, like, maybe just one condiment and, like, one napkin for your one meal.
When, like, once in college.
When, like, a lot of times you're like, let me take some extra napkins for my car just to have them in there.
Sure.
I feel like we're actually not supposed to do that, right?
That's fair. Like if you take a whole handful.
Exactly.
It's a little thievery. Is there something illegal that you've done so many times now that you've normalized it?
This is Mariah on 2 in Harford County.
What's up, Mariah? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're good. You've done this so many. I mean, you know it's illegal, but like you've done it so many times and now it's just normal.
Yeah. So what I tend to do, I've been, like I said, doing it for so long, I don't even realize. But when I go to restaurants, and I see, like, you know, cute little dishes that, like, the sides come in or, like, little vegetables come in, instead of just pouring all of that in the to-go box, I'll just, you know, kind of put the dish in the to-go box and take it home with me because I want to keep it.
Wait.
Like the side dishes and like the little ramekins?
Yeah, it's like, you know, the little handheld dishes. Like they're small, they're cute. You never know what you could use them for in the future. And that's just...
Wait, you'll take the whole dish with you?
The whole, yeah, the whole dish. How not many? Like a full-size plate or anything, yeah, but like but small like enough to fit in the box.
Okay, you know? So if it can fit, yeah, if it can fit in the to-go box, you're probably taking it home.
Exactly.
Like, okay. If you had to estimate, how many of these side dishes do you think you have in your house right now?
Oh, my God. I'm not sure.
Like 10?
My sister does that a lot,
20,
actually.
50?
Probably at least 10, like, small ones. Like, there's, like, a little souffle, little dish in there.
Wow.
I guess it was from, like, a dessert.
Yeah.
You know, I don't remember where that one came from.
That
but.
One's mine, you said. I'm taking these with me. These are cute. Okay, hey, listen. We listen and we do not judge. Okay, we like that. Thank you for calling us. A text that I saw that I really loved said that I'm definitely not scanning for that 10-cent paper bag at the grocery store. Hey, that's illegal. That's definitely illegal, but, like, you do it so many times and you're like, I'm definitely not paying for that anymore.
Oh, that's funny.
Sophie, good morning. Sophie,
good
you
morning.
There? Hey, good morning. Are you something that you've done so many times? You know it's illegal, but like you've done it so many times, you've just kind of normalized it in your head. It's not okay, but like, it just seems normal now.
So I definitely relate to what you're saying earlier about speeding. So I see that speed limit number as a suggestion, and I just drive what I feel.
What I feel?
Like what the vibes are? You just go by the vibe of the road?
Like what song am I listening to right now?
Yeah,
like, what is it bringing out of me?
As a responsible broadcaster, we can't recommend this. But, yeah.
If I feel like I need to go like 10, 15 miles over, I'm just going to do it.
Now, again, we do not endorse this on Mix 106.5. We must recommend that all of our amazing listeners...
we don't endorse any of this, by the way.
This is just the rules of the
road.
We're
listening and not judging. We're not endorsing.
We're just letting everyone tell their truth this morning. Now, what can I rob grocery stores. Who am I to judge?
You know what? Jaywalking.
Jaywalking. Hey, we're all guilty of that.
Yeah, we're all guilty of that.
We're all guilty of that. We listen, we don't judge. So you just go on the vibe of the road. You say, hey, if it feels like it's 75 and a 55, then it's 75 and a 55. And that's just the vibe.
Oh yeah.
No.
I'm a frequent flyer with the speed cameras, so they know me.
Yeah,
y'all are friends.
Those Baltimore cameras make their money off you. I'm sure that's a thing. Somebody just texted me and said, Kramer, it's all fun and games until they follow you outside. Happened to me. I never did it again.
That's what I was gonna ask you. Like, I'm surprised that it doesn't pick up on.
Do
that.
You think they would know? What type of lemon I'm buying?
Well, I think unless someone, because they usually always have someone standing there, and if they're looking over your back and see.
I'm gonna try to call this person cold right now.
That's what I was afraid of when you said that initially. I was like, how are they not?
Like, can they tell? Can they tell what type of lemon that actually is from that kind of
distance?
They look
different.
Though?
They look different, even in color.
All right, we're gonna call this person cold. Okay.
Hello.
Hi there. This is Kramer and Jess. Who is it? We're live, by the way. Who is this?
Hi, it's Jess.
Jess, what happened?
So, you know how you're doing the self-checkout, and, you know, I mean, honestly, they should be checking the customers out themselves.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll like sneak a little extra thing just for my service.
Yeah.
Wait, go back.
Sounds like we're doing two different things here.
What do you mean for your service? Yeah, you're this is my pay since I'm technically working right now. This is like my payout.
I need like an extra little thing at the bottom of the cart.
You're technically stealing. I'm choosing one lemon over the other.
No. There's no this or that. You're stealing as well. Don't call her out.
It's the same.
It is the same, Jess.
It's different. It's different.
It's different.
We don't judge.
You'll never do it again.
No, yeah, no, okay. This is the same.
So you're literally just not rigging something up, but go ahead.
Okay. So sometimes that will happen, but the very last time, and I'll never do it again, they literally just followed me outside, went to my cart, grabbed the thing, and walked away.
Wow.
And they didn't say a word?
Oh my God, I'm never going back to this store.
They didn't say one word to you. They just took it and walked away?
No, they just took it and walked away.
Wow.
And I was so lucky and I will just never go back there again.
I'm not going to lie. That feels worse to me. The fact that like the silence hurts me more.
The shame
versus them being like, ma'am, can you please? Like the fact that it was silent, I would be more affected.
I have to know, what was the item that you didn't check out?
It's just random things. But the thing at that time was cat litter.
Was cat litter? You risked it all for cat, and then they came and they silently took your cat litter.
But she's like you, where it's like, I've been doing this for so long, it doesn't feel wrong.
It's hard out here.
It is hard out here. And you know what? Today it's a lemon, tomorrow it could be cat litter. And this
yeah, let's
is,
not. Maybe we
downhill.
Should just stop it now.
Yeah, I get it. Are y'all done?
The lights were off, Rob.
Are y'all done?
Rob hey, Long, tell, I'm sick of you lying on my name. Lying. Go back next door. Go back to the fan. Fake news, the fan. He's gone.
Lord.
Am I right?
Jeez. Do you want to explain what just happened?
Okay.
Y'all really just interrupted the bit, but go ahead.
Listen to me. It drives me nuts. So there has been, for whatever
the longest,
most annoying bit behind the scenes of the morning shows here at Odyssey Baltimore. If you don't know, 105.7 The Fan. I'm so upset. Hang on. Okay.
Jess hates the stick.
105.7 The Fan is our next door neighbor. Okay. So Jeremy, Ed, Rob, and for some reason, Rob and Jeremy have started this joke basically being like, whenever I walk in through the doors, they're like, oh, you just get here?
Yeah, like if Jess goes out and goes to the bathroom, comes back, goes get coffee or whatever.
Or because I usually have 3 drinks on me, because obviously we all are drinking 3 drinks at a time, and I have like my lunch pail with all my snacks, they're like, oh, you just got here? You just got to work? The reason why this is so infuriating to me is because I'm the first one that gets here to the building in general out of everyone every single morning.
She is.
So when they make fun of me and tell me that I'm late or just got here, it drives me nuts. So right now I was running because we only had 3 minutes and obviously I had to pee. So when I run in, Rob is like, oh, you just got here?
Rob comes in here. Why are you letting her get here so late? What's happening? What's going on?
Oh, you just got here? I'm like, no.
Just hates that bit. All right. Everybody settled now? Can we get the show going? Everybody settle. Hey, welcome to Mix. It's Kramer. Jess just got here.
Do not bring that over here.
By the way,
if
you ever want to piss Jess off, you can just text the text line and say, Jess, when did you just get here?
You guys,
just text her.
But
that.
Don't. The reason why it makes me so upset is because like I'm the first one here every day.
Are you though?
Yes.
Are you sure?
It's me and Joe.
Okay.
No. You know what? No. Let's say that. I'm the first on-air talent that gets here.
Yeah.
Joe,
the producer
Joe, is the first person that gets here. Yeah. Sometimes Rob will get here. Me and Rob will like beat each other here, but it's usually me.
Yeah.
So when he says that, and then they go over there and talk about me next door and say that I just got here, which is a lie. What if their listeners are believing them and they're like, oh, this Jess girl just shows up whenever she wants? That is a lie.
Do you need a second to get settled in since you just got here or like?
I will leave. I won't handle that. I won't accept that.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do a quick birthday update. Jess has been nervous that she may have to cancel her birthday trip, which is in about 3 weeks. Where are we with that?
We have to cancel the birthday trip.
Don't.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Like for sure?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
So part one of the possible cancellation of the birthday trip was just because the boys were in charge of planning, yeah. Which they wanted to be in charge, by the way. And they were like a little late on putting things together. So we weren't sure if we were going to have certain plans figured out. But then with Garage Boy's car getting broken into over the weekend
and everything
that goes into needing to fix all the things that, because they messed up the ignition, like they were trying to steal the car. Mm. So a lot of things that they ruined are very, very expensive to fix and replace. And then obviously like the rental car cost for Garage, because Garage Boy's supposed to go to work, like, you know what I mean? And it's just not smart. It's not smart to do it, and we cannot go.
So you've like digested that now for sure? Like it's done, like no chance at all? Because Jess, in case you weren't here, we were talking about this on spring break week, so some of you guys may have missed this saga of like, is Jess going to be able to actually go on her birthday trip in New York?
Didn't we talk about it on Uncensored too?
And we did. We talked about it on the podcast as well.
Yes.
She was really worried because the boys had waited so long to book this trip, was it going to be able to happen? But now because Garage's car got broken into,
it's just too many things, you know? And I feel like it's one of those situations where when you're adulting and you got to make a decision what's smart to do, and you can't do everything. And that's where we are with that.
How do you really feel though?
Of course I'm sad. Yeah. Of course I'm sad. I think because this whole, the last couple of days have been rough for Garage Boy and I. And this was something that like we were looking forward to, just to go to the city. I was going to see Wicked for the first time on Broadway in New York. And we were going to see our friends and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think we're very sad just because we were looking forward to it. However, we cannot. Like, it's not smart. It's not smart to do.
I know it's not smart, but sometimes I think here's the thing with adulting. And tell me if I'm wrong about adulting. Is sometimes you have to do things that are not smart.
But sometimes you have to do things that are necessary. And the number one priority right now is Garage Boy.
Isn't it true,
and
though,
his car and like, getting all that stuff together.
Can't you just like put it on a credit card though?
No!
Like, am I giving Jess bad advice?
Kids, yes. Do not do
that.
You're
stealing and you're encouraging people to go into debt. Like, no, I feel like we need to chill.
If this was you guys being like, hey, we're just gonna go to New York for the weekend, and like it's just a random weekend, and like we're just gonna splurge and go, I'd be like, hey, cancel that trip. You don't need to go. But this is like your birthday. And I feel like on your birthday, sometimes you just got to splurge and just make it happen. And so I feel like maybe taking out a credit card and like just making it happen and like being in like a little bit of debt, it wouldn't be like a massive amount of debt.
I'm literally not doing that.
Just to like make it happen.
I hope literally that not doing it. You can make it happen in a few months, though. I know you guys need a little recovery time.
It's not our birthday.
We need recovery time.
They need a cute little Baltimore moment for that weekend.
Yeah.
And then in a few months, they can go.
And we'll make it work.
Yeah.
When it doesn't, because honestly, like if we were to go, I would be so stressed.
Yeah.
I would be like, counting everything of like what we were doing and what we were spending. Like I would just be so stressed out about that. And I don't want to feel like that.
Oh man. Okay. Well, there we go. Final conclusion. Jess's birthday trip.
Don't go into debt, you guys.
Cancel. I mean, maybe
no debt.
A little debt. Don't do just that. A tiny debt.
As a treat.
Tiny debt. Yeah, treat. Just a treat. Let's do a quick birthday update. Jess has been nervous that she may have to cancel her birthday trip, which is in about 3 weeks. Where are we with that?
We have to cancel the birthday trip.
Don't.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Like for sure, for sure?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
So part one of the possible cancellation of the birthday trip was just because the boys were in charge of planning, which they wanted to be in charge, by the way. And they were like a little late on putting things together. So we weren't sure if we were going to have certain plans figured out. But then with Garage Boy's car getting broken into over the weekend everything.
No, not the car.
And everything that goes into needing to fix all the things that, because they messed up the ignition, like they were trying to steal the car. Mm. So a lot of things that they ruined are very, very expensive to fix and replace. And then obviously like the rental car cost for Garage, because Garage Boy's supposed to go to work. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just not smart. It's not smart to do it, and we cannot go.
So you've like digested that now for sure? Like it's done, like no chance at all? Because Jess, in case you weren't here, we were talking about this on spring break week, so some of you guys may have missed this saga of like, is Jess going to be able to actually go on her birthday trip in New York?
Didn't we talk about it on Uncensored too?
And we did. We talked about it on the podcast as well.
Yes.
She was really worried because the boys had waited so long to book this trip, was it going to be able to happen? But now because Garage's car got broken into,
it's just too many things, you know? And I feel like it's one of those situations where when you're adulting and you got to make a decision what's smart to do, and you can't do everything. And that's where we are with that.
How do you really feel though?
Of course I'm sad. Yeah. Of course I'm sad. I think because this whole, the last couple of days have been rough for Garage Boy and I. And this was something that like we were looking forward to, just to go to the city. I was going to see Wicked for the first time on Broadway in New York. And we were going to see our friends and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think we're very sad just because we were looking forward to it. However, we cannot. Like, it's not smart. It's not smart to do.
I know it's not smart, but sometimes I think here's the thing with adulting. And tell me if I'm wrong about adulting. Is sometimes you have to do things that are not smart.
But sometimes you have to do things that are necessary. And the number one priority right now is Garage Boy.
Isn't it true,
and
though,
his car and like, getting all that stuff together.
Can't you just like put it on a credit card though?
No!
Like, am I giving Jess bad advice?
Kids, do not do
that. Am I giving Jess, like,
you're giving
like,
so much bad advice.
If this
today.
Was Jess, no, listen.
You're stealing and you're encouraging people to go into debt. Like, no, I feel like we need to chill.
If this was you guys being like, hey, we're just gonna go to New York for the weekend, and like it's just a random weekend, and like we're just gonna splurge and go, I'd be like, hey, cancel that trip. You don't need to go. But this is like your birthday. And I feel like on your birthday, sometimes you just got to splurge and just make it happen. And so I feel like maybe taking out a credit card and like just making it happen and like being in like a little bit of debt. It wouldn't be like a massive amount of debt.
I'm literally not doing that.
Just to like make it happen.
I'm literally not doing it. You can make it happen in a few months though. I know you guys need a little recovery time.
It's not our birthday.
We need recovery time.
They need like a cute little Baltimore moment for that weekend.
Yeah.
And then in a few months they can go.
And we'll make it work. Yeah. When it doesn't, because honestly, like if we were to go, I would be so stressed.
Yeah.
I would be like counting everything of like what we were doing and what we were spending. Like I would just be so stressed out about that. And I don't want to feel like that.
Oh man. Okay. Well, there we go. Final conclusion. Jess's birthday trip.
Don't go into debt, you guys.
Cancel. I mean, maybe
no debt.
A little debt.
Don't do
just
that.
A tiny debt.
As a treat.
Tiny debt. Yeah, treat. Just a treat.
Hi, I'm Holly from Middle River. Am I a bad mom because I don't think it's bad when my son gives the middle finger?
No. Wait. Hang on. I need to know how old he is. That's crazy.
Let's get into it, folks. It's that time of week where parents ask for their parenting to be judged. We think that our final name for this bit, by the way, is going to be the parent panel. What is this?
It's when parents, you know, moms and dads call and let us know someone in their life has called them a bad parent. And we just want to know how that situation even came about so we can see what really was even happening so, there.
What's the story here?
So my son, he's 10. Uh-huh. And he's been giving the middle finger out of the school bus.
Okay.
So the bus driver gave my son the warning and spoke to me about it. And I said, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I said, that's fine. I'll talk to him. But, you know, it's funny. And the bus driver came back at me and told me that I'm being a bad mom and that I should be teaching my kids better.
So you don't think it's a big deal that he's giving people the middle finger?
I don't, because he doesn't know what it means.
Uh-huh. But when he got in trouble the first time, how did you explain to him that it was something inappropriate for him to do?
I said, some people take it the wrong way. Like, if it's used in a certain context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when he does it, he's laughing and, like, sticking his tongue out and, like, yeah, you know, just kind of waving it around.
Right.
He's not doing it in, like, an aggressive way that people do it.
So you think it's, like, fun and cute because he's young. Now, like, if I did that to somebody driving by, that would not go well. But you think because he's young, it's not a big deal? Is that what we're getting at?
Yeah, I mean, if you gave it to somebody driving, it's because you're pissed at him. He's not driving his car. I mean, like, I'm more frustrated that they just threw him off the bus. It's not like other kids aren't causing issues on the bus, but it's like they are targeting my son. Oh. Flipping people off when you're 10 isn't a big deal. It's not like he is saying the F word.
What if he was yelling F you out the bus window? Would that be a problem for you?
Well, sure, if he's yelling that, like, that's a profanity. And he,
wait,
you know,
girl, so is flipping people off.
But that's,
hey, but it's funny because he's 10.
But, like, when would it be a problem? At what age do you feel like that would be a problem? If 10, it's cute.
Yeah.
At what age do you feel like it's not cute anymore?
I think once they enter into, like, the teenage years.
Okay.
And they have full scope of what all these profanities and all these hand motions mean. Yeah, now it's getting out of line.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's break this down. Holly's son got kicked off the bus for the rest of the school year because he was giving the middle finger to other cars.
Yeah.
Okay. Got a warning, did it more, and got thrown off the bus. The bus driver then questioned Holly's parenting because she thinks it's okay. She thinks it's kind of cute when her son, who's 10, he's still young, gives people the middle finger. She thinks it's fine. Is she in the wrong for letting her son do that? Is it still cute? Jess, do you want to start with this?
I don't think that it's cute it's that he does cute. It. And I don't think that it's funny. And actually, I used to ride the school bus. And I remember a kid getting kicked off because he was flipping off drivers, too.
Same thing.
Yes. And I will say, I know, Holly, you mentioned earlier that he doesn't know what it means. And that's what he was telling you. I learned a lot of stuff on the bus at a very, very young age.
Yeah.
And I just feel like there's a chance that he may have a better understanding of what it actually means. Like, how many times can you give him a warning until he's going to take it seriously?
Okay, but he's 10. He doesn't understand all that.
Here's the problem. Am I offended by it? No. Like if a 10-year-old drove past me on a school bus, like, flipped me off, would I be offended? No. Like, I'm not going to complain about it. But if he's getting kicked off the bus, I mean, it's clearly...
I feel bad for the bus driver.
But what I'm most curious about is, what do most parents think
about
this?
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, obviously there's school rules, but, like, would most parents also think this is funny? Holly thinks it's funny and, like, lets her son flip people off and, like, she doesn't have a problem with the school, obviously does, but, like, is that the right thing to let her son do until, like, he's in his teenage years? Jess, who's up?
Oh, this is Vanessa on One in Glen Burnie.
What's up, Vanessa?
Hi.
Is she in the wrong for this?
Yes.
And why?
I have a 5-year-old myself, and I feel like she's in the wrong, first of all, because the bus driver has the rules of the bus. Mm-hmm. And to tell your child not to do this, to tell you not to allow him to do this, he thinks it's funny because she thinks it's funny, the mom, and continuing to do it, at some point there needs to be a consequence, so the child should be removed from the bus, and it's unfortunate the consequence has to fall on the child due to the parent's opinion.
So you're okay. Saying that's not fair to go one way and then have mom be like, it's fine, but, like, the bus driver be like, this is not fine.
Right, he's not taking it seriously because she finds it amusing.
Thank you for calling us, 410-583-1065.
This is Asia on 8 in Towson.
Asia, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. So, tell us.
I think she is wrong. I have an 11-year-old, and she knows not to even cuss, not to even say dang. So to put a middle finger up and say, oh, he's 10, he doesn't know no better, is crazy. So, no, I think she's in the wrong.
Wait, she can't even say dang?
No, she cannot.
AJ says no. Absolutely not.
No, I feel guilty.
No.
We be saying dang on this show sometimes, and I feel bad. So.
Yeah, but we're not 11.
That's true, but still.
Thank you.
Does she listen sometimes to this show? Does she have to cover her ears? Because I say dang, so
no, she actually loves, so early in the morning on Friday, she goes to aftercare, and she misses Jess' crying session, and she loves that part.
Oh,
she
no.
Yeah. She loves you guys.
Catch up on the podcast, then. I have to catch up. All right, AJ, thank you for calling us. 410-583-1065. Let me talk to Laura over in Baltimore. Laura, we'll give you the final vote here. You know, she basically lets her 10-year-old flip off people. She says, listen, I think it's cute. He doesn't know what it means. It got him thrown off the bus. She doesn't think that's fair because he's so young. Is she in the wrong for doing this, you think?
She's 100% wrong. I think she's in denial.
Why denial?
How is it not? I think it's common knowledge that the middle finger is a bad word. It's flipping people off, if you want to sugarcoat it. So to lie to your kid and say, oh, it's no big deal, like, you're setting him up. He knows that it's wrong. He's basically lying. Like, unless he's developmentally delayed, he knows it's wrong, and he loves that he's getting off, and he's getting, like, he's doing it, and he's getting a rise out of somebody. He was reprimanded for it. He knows now that, oh, this, I shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
But he continues to do it because she gave him license to do it. She's wrong.
Oh, it's like mixed messages.
It's almost like a feeling of, like, I can do what I want because, like, my mom's not going to be mad at me kind of thing.
And it's not right. Like, you have to follow what the community. It's like, we shouldn't have to change for one person.
Now, that's a really good point and a really good way of putting it. I mean, Holly... we could take calls all day. I can't find anybody, at least so far, that says that, like, this is the right thing to do, unfortunately. You know, like, I
mean, everyone raises their kids different. I mean, it's not like he's doing it to the other kid. Everybody's crucifying him about it, and now I'm getting crucified about it.
Well, I mean, it just seems like maybe it's more offensive than maybe you think it comes across, you know, like.
Trying to, like, nip it in the bud now so it doesn't become like a more of a bigger issue when he does get older.
Right.
I mean, I just think these parents are too soft and, like, nobody can take a joke anymore.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.